USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. The White House says coronavirus vaccine distributions are increasing from 14.5 to 15.2 million doses per week.
States are also receiving 2.8 million of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week, so they are receiving a total of 18 million doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki cheering the partnership between Merck and Johnson & Johnson to distribute J&J's new vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.